USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In March, 196,000 jobs were created, the Department of Labor announced on Friday. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.8%. Financial advisor John Wakefield reacts to those numbers on Fox Business.
I think it was a terrific number. I agree with John and Mike and what Dagan are talking about. This is not a precursor to a recession. I think there's definitely a global slowdown going on, and I think there's probably a slowdown in the United States going on. But when you have a reversion to the mean of jobs numbers, we've had this for the last 8 years straight almost, you see that continuing. This is not a precursor. It certainly doesn't appear to a recession.
President Trump is in Calexico, California, taking part in a border security roundtable. Before leaving for that roundtable, the president says he's holding off on his threat to close the southern border because Mexico is stepping up, but also says,
I never changed my mind at all. I may shut it down at some point.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
A federal jury has convicted a Florida healthcare executive in a $1 billion Medicare fraud scheme. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Jurors have convicted 50-year-old Philip Esfermes on 20 criminal counts, the verdict coming in on Friday morning after 4 days of deliberations. And it's one of the biggest such cases in U.S. history. The wealthy Miami Beach businessman operated a network of nursing homes and assisted living facilities across South Florida. Jurors found him guilty of paying kickbacks and bribes to doctors so they would refer patients to his businesses.
He's not in the race yet, but former Vice President Joe Biden is giving strong hints a presidential campaign is imminent.
I'm told by the lawyer that I've got to be careful what I say so that I don't start a clock ticking.
And as far as some women being uncomfortable with his affectionate style,
I realize my responsibility is to not invade the space of anyone who is uncomfortable.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The popular video game Fortnite is changing the way many kids play together and interact. Around 250 million people have played and downloaded the game since it debuted over a year and a half ago. Dr. Sue Varma joined CBS this morning to talk about executive function and when children need to know it's time to get up from the video games and go outside and play, and also some of the addictive qualities that surround these video games.
Look, it really depends on the child, right? You have to know the child. Do they have the ability to be able to say no? And really what it comes down to is, do they have a more compelling activity, right? Because a lot of times kids are going to say, why do I have to stop? What's more interesting than this? I don't find homework interesting.
Yeah.
But I think you have to give them what we call a healthy diet of other pleasurable activities. Nothing can replace the human connection. If your kids really enjoy spending time with you, with friends, reward that as behavior. So can we go to your favorite movie? Can we go to a play? Can we go outdoor hiking? Can we go rock climbing?
And Varma also says,
we do need to give them opportunities and alternatives and to give them choices. And really the brain, the executive function, is developing up until the age of 25. You're going to have a lot of really mature 13-year-olds, and really you have to take it case-by-case basis.
Dr. Varma also believes that children who are depressed or have anxiety may be using video games as a form of coping and also avoidance. Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.